I actually thought, when I looked at my calendar, I thought it was the 1st of April. It was kind of a joke, but it's not a joke. And it was somewhat, I was somewhat amazed at the fact that the Garda fitness requirements have been relaxed because of the difficulty in recruitment and retention. Now, that the hierarchy would see fit to relax or reduce fitness tests in order to recruit more people will have a serious negative effect, knock-on effect, not only for the Garda members, but also for the public as well. I mean, how are candidates going to be, what are they going to be like in 2 or 5 years' time? You know, the job is a very physically and mentally taxing job. And if you can't deal with the physical aspects of the job, how are you going to deal with it mentally? Because you're going to have times when it becomes very physical, when you're going to deal with public disorder, riot situations, as we saw in Dublin and everywhere else. I think this is a big mistake by the Garda hierarchy and one that has to be looked at again. I say lowering the barriers for recruitment for a force that must meet head-on some of the very physical and mentally taxing parts of the job, that needs strength and ability to complete everyday tasks. We cannot reduce that or relax our needs in relation to physical fitness in the Garda Síochána. That's a mistake, and one that we'll pay dearly for in years to come.
And do you think, well, obviously there's a lot of people saying how they want to see increased Garda awareness on the street, and there needs to be increased recruitment as a result. And instead of probably, like you're saying, maybe lowering that bar, removing parts from the physical test, such as sit-ups and push-ups, and do you think, instead of lowering that bar, it's about kind of getting people up to an acceptable level, that there needs to be, I guess, a range that people need to hit to be able to do this job?
Well, yes, I mean, there's a pros and cons in relation to that. We need more Garda on the street, and I have advocated that for years, rather than sitting behind a desk, uploading some nonsensical stuff on a pulse system that's not required sometimes, just for statistical analysis primarily. We need more Garda on the beat, but if you're not physically fit, if you can't meet the physical requirements in Garda Síochána, what will you meet the physical requirements for? If we don't we need those. We have to have them in the Army, we have to have them even in the Navy, even the Air Corps to a certain degree, but there is physical requirements needed, and if you don't have those standards and retain those standards, where are you going to be in a couple of years' time? I think it's a mistake by the Garda hierarchy and the higher authority and the Department of Justice. I think we don't lower our standards, we retain them.